I'm Marco Werman, and you're listening to The World. A small U.S. government delegation is in Bonn, Germany this week. They're there for meetings on the rules that will govern the Paris Climate Change Agreement. But members of that American delegation don't even know whether Trump will keep the U.S. in that agreement past this month. Talk about awkward. The World's environment reporter Carolyn Beeler has been keeping an eye on the meeting. Carolyn, I've read that the U.S. delegation that's been sent is smaller than the one from Zimbabwe. Is that right?
Kind of. So there were 7 delegates pre-registered around the beginning of May, and that was smaller than the Zimbabwe delegation. There are about twice as many people actually in Bonn. But if you compare that to the 44 U.S. delegates that were sent last year to the same meeting, you can kind of see how U.S. priorities have changed.
Yeah. So the Trump administration this week, while this meeting was going on, actually delayed a decision on whether to pull out of the Paris Agreement. That was a promise he made on the campaign trail. So how is this waiting period now impacting the meetings?
So the delegation obviously has very little, if any, political direction going into these meetings, but they're very technical. They are sort of building the rule book that will guide how the Paris Agreement will work. Those technical meetings are basically going on business as usual. But outside of the walls of the negotiating rooms, it's a different story. I talked to Paul Bodner, who's a former climate advisor to President Obama, and he's in Bonn this week, and this is what he told me.
Well, of course, everyone outside the four walls of the negotiating rooms is wondering what the United States is going to do and whether this delegation that has showed up to this meeting will even be here for the next one.
And Bodner told me they've been working on an international climate change deal for a long time. So they're going to keep trying to build it up from within until they're basically told not to anymore.
The United States is a little bit like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. You know, when we're Dr. Jekyll, we're working with the international community to construct a framework for climate action that can withstand us when we turn into Mr. Hyde.
All right, Carolyn. So when the White House this week delayed its decision on the Paris Agreement, spokesman Sean Spicer said it would give the president more time to meet with his advisors and figure this topic out. So just remind us, why are some of them arguing to stay in the agreement, going against this big Trump campaign promise?
So his advisors are divided into two camps, the completely abandon the agreement camp and the stay in but revise camp. So those pushing for a revision say that the U.S. can remain a party to the agreement, but significantly reduce their commitment to cut carbon. So that could help preserve diplomatic relations with all the countries who are right now lining up to plead with the U.S. to stay in this agreement. And it could also help the U.S. shape the agreement.
Now, we heard earlier on the show from our journalist at The Economist, David Rennie, how Trump's agriculture secretary recently presented the president with a simple map showing areas of the Rust Belt where people would really suffer if he pulled out of NAFTA and he stayed in it. Does it seem like on climate there is something, some evidence that would change Trump's mind and go for a revision instead of a full pullout from the treaty?
So President Trump and his advisors have had a lot of meetings on this topic. So I don't know that there's one data point that would really sway his opinion at this point. But for a former businessman, I would think that the business argument, the economic argument, might be the most persuasive.
So this meeting in Bonn lasts through next week. What should we expect? Any fireworks in the offing?
I don't think there will be any fireworks at this highly technical meeting, but tomorrow, Saturday, the U.S. has to defend its progress toward the goals that it has set. So the U.S. has already answered on paper some questions from the international community about how it's going to cut carbon when many of the big carbon-cutting policies have been reversed or rolled back by President Trump. And in that printed document, the answers said things like the administration is reviewing policies and it's not going to support policies that have an adverse effect on U.S. competitiveness. So if you can imagine these U.S. delegates sitting in a room trying to answer these tough questions with that boilerplate language, you can tell it might get a little bit awkward.
Yeah, I'll bet the other delegates are going to want better answers. Carolyn Beeler on the Environment Beat for us here at The World. Thank you.
You're welcome, Marco.